From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Monday, July 1st. Last week's Supreme Court ruling decided that cities can enforce bans on homeless people sleeping outdoors, even when there isn't shelter for them. In Chico, a settlement agreement still prevents the city from enforcing anti-camping ordinances when there isn't adequate shelter available. Barring any legal challenges, that agreement, called Warren v. Chico, will be in place until it expires in 2027. NSPR reached out to all city council members about the impact of the decision and is still waiting for a response from most members. Councilmember Addison Winslow says, though Chico won't be immediately affected, last week's Supreme Court decision could spawn potential changes to policy in surrounding communities.
We're going to see that people just end up scattered everywhere, and some of those people will likely scatter to Chico, which I worry that that will only exacerbate the concerns that people have, and a lot of people will just feel even more resentment.
Last year, the city filed an amicus brief in support of last week's decision. In an email, Chico City Manager Mark Sorensen told NSPR the settlement agreement will remain in place until it is challenged in court. He wrote the city is still weighing its options. And in other news, the Pitt River Tribe is getting more than 1,500 acres of its land back in Shasta County. The area is called Burney Gardens. It was previously owned by PG&E and is in a conservation easement that cannot be developed. According to reporting by the Reading Record Searchlight, the tribe is planning to host many events on the land, including a tribal run. It will take place in August. The route will also go through other ancestral lands and be from Mount Shasta to Lassen Peak. The land return comes after PG&E's bankruptcy settlement, where the company was required to set aside land and conservation easements. And weather forecasters say a long-duration heat event begins today in the Sacramento region with triple-digit daytime temperatures. Courtney Carpenter is with the National Weather Service in Sacramento.
We're into the heart of the heat wave Tuesday, Wednesday, continuing Thursday, Friday, and the potential for Saturday and Sunday as well. Along with those heat concerns, I did want to mention a period of gusty northerly winds, and that heat will lead to increased fire weather concerns, at least for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Grasses are dry across the area, and we're looking at hot temperatures and a period of breezy winds.
Carpenter says temperatures will range from 105 degrees to 115 degrees throughout the valley. The high today in Reading will be 106, with not much overnight relief. Low temperatures will only drop to the upper 60s to around 80. And she says people trying to cool off in the Sacramento and American rivers need to know that local waterways are still running fast and cold. And speaking of cold waterways, possible record-breaking temperatures will drive some to seek relief in rivers and streams. But officials from PG&E are warning that cold water can also be dangerous. Sudden immersion in cold water can have severe health effects, including heart attacks and temporary paralysis. Cold water can also trigger an involuntary reflex, resulting in a sudden inhalation, which can result in drowning. And in other news, State Farm has filed a request with the California Department of Insurance to increase home insurance rates across the state. According to reporting by the San Francisco Chronicle, the proposed rate increases are 30% for homeowners, 36% for condo owners, and 52% for renters. The rate increase, if approved, would be the company's largest in at least 7 years. State Farm's rate hike request relies on a rarely used regulation that would allow it to increase its price more than usual to protect the insurer's solvency. But before the increases are approved, it must be reviewed by the state. And in state legislative news, a $10 billion bond for California's schools will go before voters this November. CalMatters' Carolyn Jones has more.
If it passes, the multi-billion dollar bond would pay for repairs and upgrades at thousands of K-12 schools and community colleges across California. The state school repair fund, which hasn't been replenished since 2016, is now nearly empty. Local and state bonds like this one are the sole source of money for the fund. A recent study by the Public Policy Institute of California confirmed that rural, low-income, and majority Latino school districts often have the hardest time getting support for their schools. Helio Brazil is superintendent of Keys Union School District in the San Joaquin Valley.
Our kids are no different than 10 miles down the road, and yet the access to whether it be play facilities, whether it be classrooms that aren't all portables, is something we face and others simply don't have to, and they have facilities that are far better.
Research from the California Department of Education shows that students perform better in modernized, clean, and safe schools. In Oakland, I'm Carolyn Jones.
The city of Reading is making it easier for utility customers to pay their bills online. Previously, customers could pay by mail or through an automatic withdrawal from their banking account. Now the city says they have more options, including paying with their credit or debit card, PayPal, or Google Pay. The new system also allows utility customers to schedule payments and set up reoccurring payments. The city says customers can log in with the same credentials they used with the previous website. They can also still receive paper bills if they prefer. And finally, a chef from Reading is packing his apron and heading to France. According to reporting by KRCR, Chef Bradley Waddle took top honors at a prestigious competition this month in New Orleans. Now he'll be training with Team USA's official cooking team in Napa for the next 5 months in preparation for the global competition. Waddle told KRCR he got his start in Reading restaurants like Mary's Pizza Shack and Mosaics. The competition will be in January of next year. And those are your headlines for Monday, July 1st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.